Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Are you starting a business or taking it to the next level? Then it's time to pitch your business. After an exceptional Pitch Your Business competition in 2024, we're doing it again. Together, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, the Northwest University's Beehive Enterprise Development Center, and TBN in Africa are hosting the third Pitch Your Business competition. Receive vital business training online. Total marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand is up for grabs, as well as in-depth mentorship by the university. To register, complete the registration form on imyouth.co.za or radiopulpit.co.za. Register now. Registration closes on the 31st of May 2025 at midnight. T's and C's apply.
The Pitch Your Business competition is empowering South African and African entrepreneurs through high-value training, mentorship, and exposure. This year, over 760 participants registered to compete, and after an intense first phase, the top 30 have emerged. These entrepreneurs are now advancing to the next phase of the competition. I'm now joined by Annelisiwe Madizeni, who is going to tell us a little bit more about her experience with Pitch Your Business. Annelisiwe, how are you?
I'm good, ma'am, and how are you?
I'm good. Annelisiwe, can you briefly introduce yourself and tell us about your business or your business idea?
I'm Annelisiwe Madizeni, a Xhosa female from Eastern Cape. I'm doing my final year in BA in Humanities with Politics. So I'm selling faith cakes, or I have an idea of selling faith cakes for students, for university students, actually.
So, Annelisiwe, is it because of the hunger that we see happening in many institutions, students not having food, that you came up with that idea?
Not really. I came up with this idea as fulfilling the needs of students. Students are so lazy to cook, and most of them don't even know how to bake, you know?
Yeah.
So for me, selling them faith cakes, I'm helping them. Especially most of students, okay, most of us as students, we are busy with academics and attending classes, so we don't have enough time to cook or to prepare food. So by selling faith cakes, I'm filling that gap. Yeah.
And what is the name of your business?
It's Mouth Melting Foodies.
Wow, Annelisiwe, this is like really a brilliant one. But where does politics and fat cakes come together?
Exactly. I expected that. You know what? It's a long, long story. And I'm even trying to figure it out right now. Okay. The thing is, I applied since my results were good, and I was like, okay, I'll take anything. Then I'll figure it out when I cross that bridge, you know. So NW was the only university that accepted me then. It was 2023, right? Then I chose the politics, not intentionally. I had no choice. Yeah, I'm just a business person. I'm into entrepreneurship. At high school, I did hospitality studies, and I was looking forward to do my hospitality studies even in tertiary, but it seems like...
Well, but it's impressive to see that you are still following your call, even when
you
are doing...
Yeah, I'm trying to grab every opportunity that has to do with entrepreneur or business, because, yeah, that's my calling.
Wow. So why is it important for entrepreneurs to know what problems their businesses are solving, like yours, solving the student crisis?
Yeah. It is important because as an entrepreneur, you are not just making a business or you are making money. Making money or doing a business is not a point. In businesses, you have to fill the gap in the market. You have to fill the need, the customer's needs.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you've recently competed. So you've recently completed the online training from the idea to concept development phase of the PTO business competition. What was the most valuable lesson you learned from the training?
I've learned a lot of things, including customer segments. I didn't know about that.
Mm.
Value proportions. And also channels. I didn't know. Like, serious, to be honest, I didn't know about it. It was the part of business model. Yeah, I didn't know about the business model thing.
Mm.
Yeah, I've learned that from Pinterest business competition.
Wow, that is like really amazing there. Many people, Annelise, will have business ideas, like you had an idea, but you put it into action. But some have an idea, but are afraid to start. What advice would you give them?
I would say to those people who are willing to start a business, but afraid to start, be fearless.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Make calm across the road and take an action. Take an action as soon as possible.
Hmm.
Yes.
Do not delay.
And let God be the foundation of your business.
Wow, that is so awesome. So, Annelise, what would winning the PTO business competition mean for you and your business?
It would mean that the devil is the liar. Because you know what? I've started my business of selling faith cooks for the whole first semester, but now the second semester is giving me challenges. Hmm. So if I would win the pinch of business, oh my God, I'll be like, God is by my side and he's answering my prayers. Yeah, it will mean a lot to me. I'm really struggling with fundings. I really do need fundings.
So how can initiatives like the PTO business competition help improve entrepreneurship in South Africa, where unemployment is so rampant, and in Africa as a whole?
We really need, as young entrepreneurs, coaching. We really need direction. People who give us a light and show us the guidance through our skills, our gifts.
Mm.
Yeah. Pinch Your Business would help us if they would have programs like going to high schools or tertiary institutions to teach students about entrepreneurship, you know.
Mm.
Yes.
Wow. Annelise, thank you so much for talking to us. And for allowing yourself to be one of those entrepreneurs who start something. And very soon, I believe you'll be giving people jobs and you'll also be covering.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. May you keep growing. And we wish you all of the best in the PTO business competition.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
The PTO Business Competition is brought to you by Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center. I am Youth Radio Pulpit and TBN Africa.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.